Hey, Chris Johnson here. I'm fucking annoyed. Day before Thanksgiving, I'm fucking annoyed. And you might be thinking, aren't you annoyed all the time? I've listened to your shit often. You're often annoyed. Yeah, I am. But like, I feel like I'm more annoyed than fucking usual today. Today's been an annoying fucking day. And it shouldn't be because I'm fucking off. I haven't done jack shit today. It's about 5 in the afternoon. I didn't get up until afternoon. I was fucking laying my ass in bed probably till like 1:30 before I finally got my ass going. So like, that has all the ingredients of a day that I can fucking get behind. That is all the fucking elements of a day that I'm a big fan of. So I should be less annoyed. I'm just not less annoyed. I got a fucking phone call today from the fucking leasing office. And like, I never talked to the fucking leasing office. Why the fuck would I need to talk to the leasing office? I very rarely bitch about anything here. I only have to fucking call maintenance a handful of times. That's the only time you'd have to call the leasing office is if you're gonna fucking bitch about something, and I don't bitch about anything. I don't really have much to complain about here. Like, my neighbors don't piss me off. That's all I fucking care about. Like, do my neighbors piss me off? If the answer is no, then why the fuck am I gonna call the leasing office? I deal with them like once a year during renewal time. So they don't call me very often, but they called, and I didn't answer, of course, because like I never fucking answer my phone. I can't think of a fucking time where I've answered my phone last, unless it was like, you know, my car's in the shop. But even then, I always miss those goddamn calls. I don't even have my ringer on at all. I never have my fucking ringer on. I don't want to be bothered. So I look at this message, I'm like, why the fuck are these assholes calling me? Like, what the fuck could possibly be going on that you need to get in touch with Chris Johnson? So I fucking listen to the message and it's like, hey, it's the leasing office. Did you order something from Chewy? You familiar with Chewy? It's like a pet site. It's like a pet store site. You know, I put my fucking address in and they fucking shipped it to me. That's how it's supposed to work. You order something, you put your address in, they fucking send it to your ass. They've sent me two things in the past and it came to my building. Just the way it should fucking work. My building number is 270. This apartment complex has like 50 buildings. And that fucking call from the leasing office is like, did you order something from Chewy? Because if you did, it's in building 95. What the fuck? What the fuck you mean building 95? 95's not even close to 270. It's two digits instead of three. There's no duplicate numbers. 95270. None of those numbers fucking match. So like, you can't mix it up. It's not like building 290's next door. So like, occasionally I'll get something from building 290. I mean, like, I'll just fucking walk it next door. Yeah, you know, you're glancing at it quick. You mix it up and you fucking leave it in the wrong spot. Fine, I'll fucking help out. But how on fucking earth do you fucking deliver this shit to fucking building 95? Building 95 is a fucking quarter mile up the fucking road. And what I fucking ordered, fucking like piss pads. I talked about this a couple weeks ago. My you know, Simon can't get his fucking old ass legs into and out of the litter box anymore. So I got these fucking, they're actually dog training pads. So he just pisses on those. That way I don't have to fucking clean a piss off the rug all the fucking time. I don't have to worry about him getting into and getting out of the litter box. He walks in there, he pisses on the pad. I see it. I fucking fold that pad up, throw it in the fucking trash. Nothing gets on the floor. It's fucking phenomenal. But those goddamn things are fucking heavy. I ordered one box the first time just because I didn't know how the shit was going to work. And like, I'm almost done with a box. I was like, you know what, motherfucker? I'm going to order two boxes. One box was fucking heavy getting upstairs. Two boxes. They put the two boxes in a big fucking box. Like, the fucking cleaning lady called the main office and she's like, there's a fucking package here in building 95 for Chris motherfucking Johnson. And I can't live this shit. God damn it. I had to fucking drive my car up the fucking road, get that enormous fucking box, lug it into my fucking car, drive back here, fucking lug it out of my car. Like, Jesus, if you just put that fucking thing at the bottom of the stairs, I could fucking bring it upstairs. So I'm looking, I go to the fucking FedEx site, because, you know, you can track the fucking package, you can track all this shit, and they're like, hey, we delivered it. I mean, I guess you kind of did. If by deliver it, you mean just threw it out of your fucking truck, wherever the fuck you felt like it, and then yes, you delivered it. And they include a picture sometimes. They'll throw a photo in there of, like, the delivery. Usually, it's a photo of my fucking door with the apartment number on it, or they just leave it down by the fucking mailboxes, and they'll take a picture of that. So I fucking know that it's there. This was a photo of fucking pavement and snow. They took a picture of the fucking ground. Like, are you fucking shitting me? I rarely fucking bitch to companies about anything. I'm just not that type of person. I just won't fucking use them again. But in a case like this, I can't fucking choose who's gonna ship this shit to me. I went on FedEx's site. I was like, motherfucker, where's your fucking survey? And they're like, were you satisfied? No, I wasn't fucking satisfied. Why? Because you sent it to the wrong fucking address. They're like, well, did they include a picture? I'm not talking to somebody. I'm doing all the shit online. Yeah, they included a picture. It was a picture of fucking pavement and snow. Somebody just took a picture of the fucking dirt. I knew something was fucked up because I checked my email yesterday. They're like, hey, man, that shit is arriving today. And it didn't arrive today, which was yesterday. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, well, maybe it's a bit 80 inches of snow that we got last week. Like, maybe, you know, shit's delayed. That's fine. It's fine if it's fucking delayed. I don't give a shit. I don't need this shit, like, immediately. But, like, when you're going to send the shit, I'd prefer you send it to the fucking building that I'm in. And then I got there, too. I looked at the address. Like, I didn't fuck the address up. Like, you might be thinking that. Like, did you fuck the address up? Did you put 95 down? No, I didn't. I looked at the fucking label. It was the correct address. They're just fucking dumb. Like, are you in fuck it mode already? Like, it's not even fucking, like, the official Christmas season yet. Like, Thanksgiving's not until tomorrow. Like, you're already like, you know what? Fuck this. Listen, I understand that your company probably sucks, but, like, don't take it out of my fucking ass. Why the fuck would you do that? My dryer's not working in here either. In the laundry room, we have two dryers and neither are working, so I can't do fucking laundry either. I'm annoyed about that too, but I don't have enough time to bitch about that right now. I'll be back. Sundays or Wednesdays. Maybe I'll see you at the turkey trot tomorrow. I reserve the right to pretend I didn't see you and not talk to you. It's a gamble. It's a gamble if we talk tomorrow if you see me. But I love the turkey trot. It's my favorite race of the year, I think. Sundays and Wednesdays are new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and wherever the fuck else you want to get it. And Podbean. Every fucking episode's on Podbean. I'm also on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at maybe 5 minutes, and in my Facebook timeline for you.